B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Nun. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of the Amud, the new Perek, the last Perek of Maseches Sukkah. Hacholil, this is the flute. Chamisha v'shisha. On some years, the flute would be used for 5 days, and for some, for 6 days. And Rashi explains that this flute was actually a musical instrument that was used. L'rabbi simcha l'beis hashayeva. It was associated to the drawing of the water. We've already learned that unlike every other day of the year, that when one would bring the korban tomid, both shel shachris and shel arvis, they would pour wine on the mizbeach. But on the 7 days of Sukkot, according to some, it's the 8 days as well. We've discussed that previously. But on Sukkot, they would pour water on the korban tomid shel shachar would be accompanied not only with wine, also with water. And since it says ushavtem mayim besosin, that you're going to draw water with a lot of simcha and sosin, and therefore they would make a very big issue known as the simchas beis hashayeva. And when they would have this simcha, then they would use the flute, and that's what it's talking about here, says Rashi. Zehu hacholil shel beis hashayeva. This is the flute that was unique and that was used for the beis hashayeva. She'einu doicha lo yes haShabbos v'lo yes haYomtiv. The 7 days of Sukkot. The first day is always Yomtiv. They would not sound the flute on Yomtiv, because we're going to discuss in the Gemara why. But since it's not an integral part of the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah at all. It's just in order for additional simcha, and therefore it would not override the restrictions of a regular Shabbos in Yomtiv, which we know the halacha is that one does not sound musical instruments on Shabbos in fear that should they break, somebody would be tempted to repair them, and that would be asur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, that it's not doicha lo yis haShabbos v'lo yis haYom Tov, so the first day of Sukkot is, in any case, there's no simchas beis hashayva, it's Yom Tov, and of the remaining 6 days, if one of them is Shabbos, then you're left with just 5 days. If the first day of Yom Tov was on Shabbos, then you're left with 6 days, and that's the chamisha v'shisha. Says the Gemara, Daf Nun Amud Beis. Itmar, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Ina. There was a discussion between Rav Yehuda and Rav Ina. What does it say in the Mishnah? Does it say that it was for the she'eva? That means, is it called she'eva or is it called chashuva? Chad Toni, one of them learned that she'eva, which is referring to the word drawing of the water. V'chad Toni chashuva. Another one says the word is not she'eva, it's chashuva, which means important. Either way, referring to the drawing of the water, the simchas beis hashayva, but one stresses the point of the she'eva, the drawing, and the other one stresses the point of its importance. Omer Zutra, mandatoni she'eva loy mishtabish, or mandatoni chashuva loy mishtabish. Whichever way you read in the Mishnah, whichever version of the Mishnah you had, whether it says she'eva, it says chashuva, both of them could be correct. Mandatoni she'eva, the one that says that it was called the beis she'eva, loy mishtabish. There's no reason to say that there's a flaw in that version. Tachsiv, because it says in the pasuk, ushavtem mayim besasin, that one would draw the water with sasin, with a lot of joy, and therefore it's called she'eva. Or mandatoni chashuva, the version that says chashuva, also loy mishtabish. The Omer of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, mitzvah chashuva hi, this mitzvah of pouring the water on whilst bringing the korban tomid shel shachar over Sukkos is an important mitzvah, and its importance is, its chashivus is, that it's chashuva hi uba misheshes mebereshes, the shisin, which is this, the hole that was leading down to either the cavity under the mizbeach or to the depth, the tohoim under the mizbeach, as we discussed in the previous perek, but that was prepared, at least according to some opinions, according to Rav Nachman, that it was already prepared by Hashem during the Sheishes Yimei Bereishis, the 7 days of creation. We actually saw it was a machlokes earlier on, but this is one of the opinions. Continues the Gemara. And just that we don't get confused, the next Gemara, taking us to the next Mishnah, is primarily going to discuss three different sources. And we have to keep them all in mind. These are three Tanoim, three sources in the Tanoim, Mishnayos and Braisos, and we have to try and make sense of them. The first source says as follows, it's a Braisa. Hecholil, the flute. It doesn't tell us which flute. In the Mishnah, it actually tells us, "Hacholil zeh, hacholil shel beis ha-she'iva." The Mishnah told us which cholil it's talking about, which doesn't override Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's the cholil of beis ha-she'iva. But here we have a braisa that just speaks about the flute, the cholil, and we'll soon see that there's going to be, besides for using the flute by the beis ha-she'iva, the flute was used at other times as well. Hacholil doicha es ha-Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says that the cholil playing the flute, sounding the flute, overrides Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, it's mutar. The chachomim oimrim. However, the chachomim argued Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and they say not only does it not override Shabbos, af yom tov ein edoiche, does not even override yom tov. And before we learn the next Gemara, we have to introduce here. We saw before that the simchas beis hasha'eva, they would use the flute during the what we would call the Simchas Beis HaShe'iva. We're going to learn about it a little bit more later on in the Perek, that they would be standing on the steps, on the 15 steps leading up to the Ezras Yisrael, and there the Levi'im would be playing musical instruments, including the flute, and they would do that during the Simchas Beis HaShe'iva. But there was another time, and this is discussed at length in a Gemara in Erechin, that when on any day that the whole of Hallel was said, and that's 12 days in a year, on those days, then, whilst they would pour the wine onto the Mizbeach when bringing the Korban Tomid, also Shel Shachar, and also Shel Beinu Arbaim, then there would be a little platform next to the Mizbeach, and there would be Levi'im on that platform that would sound the Cholil, that would sound the flute. And that's just for those 12 days. Now the question is, so we have that's called Shir Shel Korban. That was the flute that was sounded when the korban was being brought, when the wine was being offered onto the mizbeach. And besides for that, you've got the simchas beis hasha'eva. Now this braisa here that just tells us that the cholil, the flute, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, it overrides even Shabbos, and according to the chachomim, it doesn't even override Yom Tov. The braisa didn't tell us which one it's talking about. Is it talking about Shir Shel Korban, or is it talking about Shir Shel Beis HaShe'iva? And this is actually going to be a machlokes between Rav Yosef on Nun Amud Beis and Rav Yirmiah Bar Abba on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, which we're going to learn shortly. So that's going to be a machlokes. Let's start with Rav Yosef. Omer Rav Yosef. Machlokes, the whole machlokes between Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda and the Chachomim is only Bashir Shel Korban. It's only discussing the Shir Shel Korban, when they would use the flute on those 12 days when the korban was brought. There is a machlokes. Rabbi Yosi Sova, Rabbi Yosi holds, this is Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, he says that Ika Shira, that means the Chiyuv of Shira, was the main component of the Shira, is Bikli, is using an instrument. And since the Shira is an integral part of the Korban, and the instruments are an integral part of the Shir, so it must be that the musical instruments themselves, playing them, is considered Avoida. And we'll soon see, it could even be that the instruments themselves are Klei Sharis, but the playing of these instruments is certainly considered an Avoida. V'Avoida hi, v'doicha es ha-Shabbos. We know if it's part of the Avoida, then Avoida overrides Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Rabbanon Sabra, the Chachomim hold, Ika Shira Bepeh. It's true that there's an integral part of the Korban is the Shira, but the main component of the Shira is only the mouth, is the singing, not playing the instruments. V'lav Avoidahi. And then the playing the instruments, it sweetens the sounds, it enhances the singing, but it's not an integral part of the Avoida. V'ein Edoiches HaShabbos, it does not override Shabbos. But that's all as far as the Shir of the Korban, where the Shir definitely is an integral part of the Avoida. The question is it just the singing, or is it the instruments? Aval Shir Shel She'eva. But the singing and the instruments that they would do for the happiness of the mitzvah of She'eva, Divrei Hakol Simcha Yaseirahi, everybody says that it's just in order to have added joy over the mitzvah, the Chavivus HaMitzvah. And therefore, V'ein Edoiches HaShabbos, even Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda will hold that it does not override Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the opinion of Rav Yosef. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Minoa Mina Debaha Pligi. Where did I get this idea from that they're arguing whether ikashira bepeh or ikashira is bekli? The Tanya we learned in another brisa. Kli shoris. We're talking about all types of clay shoris. And clay shoris are the utensils used for the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'ason shel eitz. What happens if you made a kli shoris from wood? There's a machlekas. Rebbe Poisel, Rebbe says there's no such thing under normal circumstances of having a kli shoris, which is wood. We'll soon see what the sources are. Rebbe Yehuda says that even having a clay shir, having clay shoris of wood is kosher. My love, b'hokam iflugi, says Rebbe Yosef, can I not assume that the argument over here, whether clay shoris sha'ason shel eitz, between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef and Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe says it's possible, Rebbe Yosef and Rebbe Yehuda says it's kosher, is as follows. The Manda Machshir, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who says that clay shoris can be made of wood, Sova, he holds ikashira bikli. He holds that the main component of the shira is the utensil, is the musical instrument. And vielfinon, and we know because the starting point of this discussion is that there was a flute called an abuva of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know that that flute was made of reed, not of metal, and this is discussed at great length in Maseches Erechin. But there was such a clay shoris in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's considered wood. It's in the same category as wood. So the question is, if the avuva of Moshe, if Moshe's flute was a clay shoris, that means if you say that musical instruments are a clay shoris because ikashira bikli, then like you can see, Moshe had the flute, and flutes, all musical instruments, are clay shoris. Then that's okay. So I've got proof that clay shoris can be wood. Uman de posil, but the opinion that says that clay shoris cannot be made of wood, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had a flute that was made of reed, not of metal. Sova ikashira bepe says that flute, it was not a clay shoris, because The according to this opinion, the main shira is just the voice, is the singing, not the musical instruments. And therefore, v'lo yalfinon me'abuva de Moshe. And therefore, you cannot learn the halachas of which materials clay shoris can be made from Moshe Rabbeinu's flute, because Moshe Rabbeinu's flute was not a clay shoris, according to the opinion, ikashira bepeh. So that was the Rav Yosef's suggestion, and saying, from there I see that there is a machlokes whether ikashira bepeh or ikashira bekli. Rav Yosef took that to say that the machlokes of Yosef Yehuda and the Chachomim is by Shir Shel Korban, we have the same discussion. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it overrides Shabbos because he holds that it's part of the Avodah. And then it's the same Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that we saw regarding the wooden clay shoris, that it's kosher because Ikashira is Bekli. And the Chachomim say that it does not override even Yom Tov, are following Rebbe's opinion in that brisa that says that wooden clay shoris apostle, because the abuva of Moshe, the flute of Moshe, was not a clay shoris, because ikashira bepeh. Says the Gemara, no. Says there's no reason to believe that that's the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, whether wooden clay shoris are kosher or not. It doesn't necessarily mean they're arguing whether ikashira is bepeh or bekli. Like, the kulam ikashira bekli. It could well be that both opinions hold that the main component of the shira is actually the kli. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's flute was a clay shoris. So if so, we see the clay shoris that's made of wood. How can Rebbe say that any clay shoris made of wood, apostle, when Moshe Rabbeinu's flute was clearly a clay shoris, if you hold ikashira bekli? No. V'hocha bedonin efshar misha'i efshar. It's impossible to make a flute from anything besides for this reed. You can't make it out of metal, and this is discussed at length in Erechin Daf Yud. They tried to coat it with metal, it didn't work, it didn't have a nice sound. That flute had to be wood. So it's a clay shoris made of wood, that's fine, you've got no choice. Any other clay shoris that you could make them out of metal, then they have to be made of metal, says Rebbe, and therefore any other musical instruments that can be made of materials other than wood and metal materials have to be metal materials, and therefore clay shoris sha'ason shel eitz, Rebbe says, is possible. V'hocha bedonin efshar mishi'i efshar k'miflugi. Man de machshir, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, he holds sovar donin efshar mishi'i efshar. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says it doesn't make a difference whether the flute is different to everything else, it's possible, it's impossible. Tachlis, the end of the day, you see that there was a flute that was a clay shoris, it was made of wood, that must teach us that any clay shoris can be made of wood. Uman de posel, but Rebbe says it's posel, says sovar loydon in efshar mishi efshar. He says you cannot learn from a case of efshar, from an impossible situation, like making this flute from any materials other than wood that wasn't possible, that would not be able to teach us to any other clay shoris where it could be made of metal, and therefore it's not made of, it cannot be made of wood. The Eboy saying, but that would be one way of understanding the machlokes. Or I mean, actually a second way. The first way was to understand the machlokes whether ikashira bepeh, ikashira bekli. The second way was to understand that everybody says ikashira bekli and they're arguing whether donin efshar misha efshar. And the third explanation, Eboy is saying, de kule alma ikashira bepeh. Everybody could agree that ikashira is bepeh, in which case the flute of Moshe Rabbeinu was not a clay shoros. And even if you're going to say that ikashira is bekli, ain't done in efshar mishi efshar, which means that whatever way you hold it, there's no reason in the world that we should be, that means holding, trying to learn from Abu Vashal Moshe, there's no way to learn from it, either because Abu Vashal Moshe was not a clay shoris, and if it was a clay shoris, ain't done in efshar mishi efshar, any other musical instrument, any other clay shoris that can be made of metal, has to be made of metal. That means we're clearly not learning from Abu Vashal Moshe, but so what are they arguing about? So how can any opinion say that it can be made out of wood? V'hacha b'meilav menoira b'klali u'prati oy b'ribuy u'mi'uta k'miflige. We know that in the midos, in the way that the psukim of the Torah are learned, there's different types of midos. There's a klal u'prat u'klal. A klal is a generalization, and a prat is a specification. So sometimes in the pasuk you have a very generalized term, and sometimes a specific term. That's klal u'prat. There's another thing which is a ribui and a miut. A ribui is when a type of term which is very inclusive, very broad. And a miut is when it's very limited and excluded. And it's very, very different. And before we read the Gemara, let's just introduce this. If you, there's one rule that goes, klal uprat uklal, e atadon elok ein haprat. Which means as follows. When you have a generalization, a klal, and then next to it you have a prat, what's actually happening is that the prat is explaining to us what type of bracket the generalization applies to. It's not all over the place, it's not extremely general, it's only as general as the specifics that are mentioned. So if you have a klal or prat or klal, if you have an apostle, we'll soon see where that applies. First a generalization, and then a prat, and then another klal, then the prat in the middle is actually very limiting the klal, and the second klal is including something, but not everything. If you say ribui u'miuta, if you have a ribui, a very all-encompassing type of phrase or term, and then you have a miut, what the miut is actually doing, it's not coming to limit the original klal altogether and say that the original klal was only when it's similar to these details. No. It's coming to say that there's some case where it doesn't apply. But besides for some case where it doesn't apply, it applies everywhere else. And then when you have another ribui at the end, then we'll soon see how to apply this. This sounds like code. But when you have another ribui at the end, then it includes almost everything. And let's see how this applies inside. By the menorah, if you look in the Chumash by the menorah, it's interesting. It says, V'osiso menoras, make a menorah. There was a menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a menorah. Menorah could be made of anything. It's also a klal. It's a very generalized, a very general term. And it's also a ribui. It's all including. It includes any type of material. What are the next words in the Pasuk? Zahav toir. It should be of pure gold. Which this is, whichever way you look at it, it's either a prat. In the context of klal or prat, it's a prat. It's a specification, only gold. In the context of ribui or miut, it's a miut. It's a limitation. It includes anything. It excludes anything besides for gold. And then the pasuk says afterwards, ta'aseh menorah, make the menorah. Again, it's a klal. It's a ribui. It's not specific. Menorah could be anything. So we have either a klal or prat or klal, or a ribui miut ribui, and it just depends how you look at it. And depending which rule you're using. Some people chose this rule, and some people chose this rule. And that's actually going to be the machlokes here. And the Gemara is going to explain. Rebbe, who says that wooden clay shoris apostle, he learns that it's klal or prat. Well, he's soon going to explain. Rebbe Yosi bar Yehuda dorish ribui miot. Rebbe Yosi bar Yehuda says that clay shoris can be made from, even from wood. He's using the rule of ribui miot. Another Gemara explains. Rebbe dorish klal or prat as follows. Vasisa menoiras, it says make a menoira, klal, that's the klal. Zahav toir prat. Miksha ta'aseh ha-menoira, chozar v'kolal. So it's klal or prat or klal. And as we explained before, when you have a prat after a klal, it's actually explaining that the klal is only similar to the prat. And then when you have the klal afterwards, it's including something more. V'klal or prat or klal, i'atodon elok eina prat. You have the prat in the detail in the middle, that prat is actually limiting completely what the rule, what the generalization is. It's saying that even though menorah includes anything, no. Since we specified gold, it's only gold. Or in this context, only, well, it's any metal. Ma prat, in the same way as the specification, the zov toir, mefurosh shel mateches, it's explicit that it's metal, it's gold. Af kol shel mateches, you can learn from menorah, any clay shoros can be made from metal. And therefore, wood cannot be used. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says, Dorish ribu yimuta, vasisa menoiras ribo, zav toir miet, miksha tasa menoira, chozar v'ribo, ribo, miot v'ribo, ribo hakel, because the miot in the middle is just excluding something very specific, we'll soon see what, excluding something very specific, but the ribu afterwards, together with the ribu at the beginning, includes everything. Menoira is metal, not only metal, that we'll soon see what it does exclude, the fact that it says Zohar of Toir, it can be made of anything. But from the fact that it says Menoira as a klal, as a ribui, any materials including wood, and therefore, says Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, that clay shoros can be made of wood. My Rabbi, Rabbi kol mili, according to, if you learn the rule of ribo, miot ribo, then it's Rabbi, it includes any materials, my miot. But there's a miut there. It says Zov Toyer. Why are you specifying Zov Toyer if it can be made of anything? No. Miut shel cheres. It's coming to teach us that it excludes a single material, one material, the material that's the most appropriate to not use for a clay shoris. And the material that's as far removed from being used of clay shoris as possible is earthenware. So Zov Toyer tells us, don't make it from earthenware. But from the fact that it says Vasisa Menoiras, and it says Tasea Menoira, it means you can use any material besides for earthenware, but wood can be used. So Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, that Klei Shoros Shasson Shel Eitz is kosher. So this was the third way of explaining the Machlokes, where the Klei Shoros Shasson Shel Eitz, it's not about whether we can learn it out from the flute of Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it's about whether from when it says in the Pasuk Vasisa Menoiras as a klal, as a ribui, can we learn from there that all materials are included, including wood, besides for cheres? Continues the Gemara, Omer of Papa, Ketanoi. This discussion that we had earlier on, whether, which is the one that Rav Yosef introduced to us, whether there's a that Rav Yosef understood the machleikas between Rav Yosef Rav Yudah and the Chachomim regarding the cholil shel korban, whether it's Teicha Shabbos, is depending on whether it's Ikashira bepeh, in which case it's not Doicha Shabbos, or Ikashira bekli, and then it is Doicha Shabbos. It's actually a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, because we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Erechin says as follows. Avdei Koyanim Hoyu. There was a question, who was holding and playing these musical instruments when the on those 12 days, when they would use these instruments while they were pouring the wine of the Karbonis, who would be playing these instruments? So, Divrei Reb Meir says it was slaves. Slaves that were of the Kohanim, they were the ones who were playing these musical instruments. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi argued and said, no, Mishpachas Beis HaPagrim or Beis Tziprayo, it was these families called Beis HaPagrim and a family called Beis Tziprayo, Ume Imum Hoyu, and they came from a place of Imum, Shehoyim Asiyim LeKohuna, They were not Kohanim, they were Yisraelim, but they were Yisraelim Meyuchosim. They knew that they were kosher. There was no issues with their lineage. There was nothing about their lineage which would have raised a doubt whether they are allowed to marry Kohanim or not.
Rav Chanina ben Antigonai Soimer, Levim hoyu.
Chanina ben Antigonai says they were actually had to be Levim. They couldn't even be Yisraelim. It had to be Levim that would be playing these instruments and not Yisraelim.
So says the Gemara, says Rav Papa,
my love, Baruch Miflegi. What are they arguing here, whether you can use slaves or whether you have to use Levim? Demand Omar Vodim Hoyu, the opinion that says that they were slaves. Kosova holds Ikashira Bepe. They hold that, the Mizrab Meir holds, that the Ikashira is Bepe. The main integral part of the Shira is the singing. The instrument, that was just to accompany the singing, so it should sound nice. But it's not an avoida, and the klei shira are not klei sharis, and anyone, even a slave, can play. Oman do'oma levim hoyu, but those that say that they had to be levim, kosova ikashira bekli, they said the ikashira bekli, and then it has to be done by levim. Only the levim were allowed to do this avoida of singing, and if ikashira bekli, playing the instruments when the korban was being brought.
Says the Gemara, v'tizbara?
You're of Papa, can that really be that that's an explanation of the Machloikas in this Mishnah, that Rav Meir holds the Ikashira Bepeh, and that's why Avodim are kosher, and Rav Chanina ben Antigonai says Ikashira Bekli, and that's why it has to be Levim? But if that's the explanation, you forgot one opinion. There's Rabbi Yossi who says that Avodim not, but Levim also doesn't have to be, it can be even Yisraelim. Rabbi Yossi, Micah Sova, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? If the discussion here is whether Ikashira Bekli or Ikashira Bepeh, Ikosova Ikashira Bepeh, if Rabbi Yossi holds Ikashira is Bepeh, Afila Vodim Nami, then why does it have to be kosher Yisraelim? It can be even slaves. Ikosova Ikashira Bekli, if you hold that the Ikashira is Bekli, Levim in Yisraelim Loi, how can you, Rabbi Yossi, say that even Yisraelim Ksherim can play the instruments? It's an Avoida, only the Levim can do it. Elo says the Gemara, not like Rav Papa suggested, that the Kule Alma, everybody agrees, Ikashira Bepeh. All these opinions hold Ikashira Bepeh, and therefore there's no real issue as far as that void is concerned as to who's playing the instruments. Ubaha Komifluga. What are they arguing about? They're arguing in different machlekas. Marasova Hochi Hava Maisa, or Marasova Hocha Hava Maisa. That one says, this is what happened. It's not coming, well, we'll soon see what the ramifications of this is, but the custom was, according to Rav Meir, the custom was even slaves would play. According to Rabbi Yossi, even Yisraelim Ksherim, but not slaves. And Rav Chanina ben Antigonai says, only Levim. That's just what the custom was. And you're going to ask, Lemay nafka minna, what's the halachic ramification as to what the custom was? There's a big difference. Lemaylin miduchen leyuchsin, Meduchan is this platform near the Mizbeach where they were playing on. When you see people playing on that Mizbeach, when the Korbanos were brought, the question is now, what can we assume about them? And what can we not assume about them? Because we know that Levim, not only are they kosher, but they're even allowed to eat Maiser. Yisraelim are not allowed to eat Maiser, but they could be the Meyuchosim. If they come from these families that we know, they're Meyuchosim. And if they're slaves, obviously they can't eat Maisa, and they're certainly not Meyuchosim. So it just depends when what you can know, what you can assume about the people who are on this platform playing the music. That's what they're komifligi, that's what they're arguing. Mando Omar Vadim Rav Meir says there was even slaves, that there were slaves playing. Kosova ein mailin meduchen liyuchsin v'loy lemaisa. Rav Meir holds whoever's playing the instruments on this platform, it's you can't assume not that they're kosher, not that they can have maisa. They might well be slaves. Uman doma Yisrael hoy, and those the opinion of Rabbi Yossi who says they were Yisraelim ksherim. He says kosova mailin meduchen liyuchsin. When you see people on this platform, you can assume that they're kosher Yisraelim and they're allowed to marry into kahuna. And avaloi lemaisa, but don't assume that they can eat maisa because they might be Israelim. Umando omar levim hoyu kondjub chanina ben Antigonai's, then you can assume levim hoyu kosova mailin meduchen bein liyuchsin bein lemaisa. He says if you see somebody coming off that platform, you know that not only is he miyuchas, but he's a Levi and he can even be given maisa. So this is all a follow-up of what Rav Yosef said at the beginning of the sugya on Daf Nun Amud Beis, that the first brisa, that first source we quoted, that says Hacholil Doiches Hashabbos, Divi Rav Yosef Ber Yehuda, V'Chachomim Oimrim Af Yom Tov Einu Doicha, which was a non-explicit brisa. Rav Yosef says the machlokes is Bashir Shel Korban, but Bashir Shel She'eva, everybody says that it's not Doicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what Rav Yosef held. And now we're having another opinion. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar, he says no. He says, Machlokes Bashir Shel She'eva, the machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is by the flute that was used by the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that it overrides Shabbos. He holds Sovar, Simcha Yaseira, Nami Deiches HaShabbos. Even though this flute for the simcha of the she'eva, of the drawing of the water, is not an integral part of the mitzvah. But nonetheless, it's a simcha, it's part of the mitzvah in as much as that it's a showing our happiness, our joy with the mitzvah. But playing the flute, there's no biblical issa to play the flute. It's just a shvus, it's just a midrabbanon. They said, don't play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you may come to repair them. But since this is part of our showing joy for this mitzvah, and it's only a mitzvah derabbanon, the Chachomim said that you're allowed to play this musical instrument even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Ber Yehuda. Rabbanon Savra, the Chachomim here in this first brayso who say that it doesn't override even Yom Tov, he holds Simcha Yaseira Einu Deiches HaShabbos. They say that even though it's Simcha Yaseira, since it's not an integral part of any Avoida, it does not override Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore you can't play it by the She'eva. Aval, says Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Bashir Shel Korban, the shir that was the instruments that were used when the Korban was brought, Divrei Hakol Avoidahi, everybody agrees that it's an Avoida, but Doiches HaShabbos, which means Ikashira is Bekli. That's what he seems to be saying. Everybody says that playing the instruments is part of the Avoida, and therefore it overrides Shabbos, and there's no machlekes about that. And now the Gemara is going to ask a question against Rav Yosef from another Braisa, source number 2. Meisvei, Shir Shel She'eva, you'll notice, here it's explicit. We're talking about the Shir of the She'eva, not the Korban. What does it say? Doiches HaShabbos, it overrides Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Ber Yehuda. V'chachomim Oimrim Af Yom Tov Einu Doicha. You see clearly in this Braisa that Rabbi Yosef Ber Yehuda holds that by the Beis HaShe'eva, it overrides Shabbos. And the Chachomim say that it doesn't override Shabbos. And that's squarely against what Rav Yosef says, that when Rav Yosef says, Avoshir Shel She'eva, Divrei Hakol, Simchi, Ve'inu Deiches HaShabbos, that's what he said in Daf Nun Amud Beis. We have an explicit brisa, not like that. Says the Gemara, Tiufta de Rav Yosef Tiufta. You're right, regarding the Shir Shel She'eva, it's clearly a contradiction to what Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef said that Bashir Shel She'eva, everybody says that it does not override Shabbos. Here we have a brisa that says that we have a machlekes even by Shir Shel She'eva. Now the Gemara is saying, Leima Bashir Shel She'eva hu de pligi, aval Bashir Shel Korban divrei hakol doiches HaShabbos. Can we deduce from this brisa, from the fact that brisa says Shir Shel She'eva is a machlekes, can we assume that the brisa means to tell us that by Shir Shel Korban, everybody says it does override Shabbos, in which case, Leima Tevet Yufta Rav Yosef Batarati, then even the second part of Rav Yosef's statement that, or the first part, more accurately, when Rav Yosef says, Machlekes Bashir Shel Korban, that regarding Shir Shel Korban, it's Machlekes Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim, can we not deduce from this brisa explicitly that there's no Machlekes by Shir Shel Korban, and everybody says that it is Doicha Shabbos? And then it will be a refutation on both statements of Rav Yosef? Says the Gemara that not. Om Lechor Rav Yosef, it could be not. Pligi Bashir Shel She'eva V'hu Adin LeKorban. It could be Rav Yosef will say that from this brisa in and of itself, it could be that they're arguing also Bashir Shel She'eva and also Bashir Shel Korban. And at least regarding the aspect of Shir Shel Korban, this brisa will conform with what Rav Yosef says, that there's a machlokes Bashir Shel Korban. But so if so, you're going to ask, why does the brisa speak about and single out Shir Shel She'eva if it is the same machlokes is also Bashir Shel Korban? No. The reason that Shir Shel She'eva was singled out, to impress on us the opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda da afilu de she'eva, even the she'u shel she'eva nami dochi, it also overrides Shabbos, even though ba'she'u shel she'eva is definitely not an integral part of the avodah, nonetheless it overrides Shabbos. So therefore, from this second brisa, you only have a source to refute half of what Rabbi Yosef said, but not the other half. Continues the Gemara, and now we're asking from source number three. And this source is actually our Mishnah, the Mishnah we started with on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. K'toni, we learnt in the Mishnah, Zehu cholil shel beis ha-she'eva she'eino doicha lo yis ha-shabbos v'lo yis ha-yom tov. It's a very interesting term in the Mishnah. Zehu, this is the flute which doesn't override Shabbos. So what can we deduce from here? We can deduce from here that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that it does not override the flute of the She'eva, but it does override by the Shir Shel Korban. So what's the Gemara doing with that? Zehu de'enu deicha. It's only the Shir Shel She'eva which doesn't override Shabbos, aval de Korban deicha. But the Shir of Korban overrides Shabbos. Mani, which opinion, who's this going to be? Inema Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, are you going to say that this our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda? It can't be, because in source number two we saw Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly by Shir Shel She'eva is Doicha Shabbos. Ha'omar Shir Shel She'eva nami Doicha. So it cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda because of source number two. It's explicit. El Olav, it must be, it's the opinion of the Rabbonon. Rabbonon. And if it's the opinion of the Rabbonon, what do we see? That the Rabbonon hold that it doesn't override Simchas Beis HaShe'evos, but it does override, that means the Shir of Korban overrides Shabbos, and just the Shir Shel She'evos doesn't. Tiyuv to Rav Yosef Patarati. So you see clearly that the Chachomim hold that regarding Shir Shel Korban, it does override Shabbos. And that's not like Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said that Bashir Shel Korban, according to, he said that's where the Machlekes was. That, and according to the Chachomim, it doesn't override. That's what he said. The Chachomim Oimrim Af Yom Tov Einai Deicha. And Rav Yosef says the Machlekes is Bashir Shel Korban. And now we see explicitly that our Mishnah, that must be the opinion of the Chachomim, holds that it does override Shir Shel Korban. And therefore, both parts of what Rav Yosef said have been refuted. One partly from the Braisa, partly from the Mishnah, but Rav Yosef has been entirely refuted, and that's the Tufta. Continues, now the Gemara is going back to what we started with, where the Ikashira Bekli, Ikashira Bepe, which seems to, there is definitely such a Machlaikas, says the Gemara, my time with the Mandoma Ikashira Bekli. What would be the source of the opinion that says that Ikashira is Bekli? Says the Gemara Dechsiv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, "Vayomer Chizkiyahu lehalo yisoilo lamizbeach." Chizkiyahu Hamelech said to bring up the oil on the mizbeach, or be'is heichel ha'oil. And when they would start the oil, heichel shir Hashem, then they would start with the song of Hashem, v'achatzoytzros and the trumpets, v'al yidei klei David Melech Yisrael, and with the musical instruments of David Hamelech. So what do we see here clearly? We see clearly that this Shir Hashem, which is talking, this is the Shira that's required with the Korbonis. This Shir Hashem includes, and the concept of Shir includes, the Klei David Melech Yisrael, all the musical instruments of David HaMelech. So you see clearly that the musical instruments are considered the part of the Shir, and that's the opinion, that's the source, that Ikka Shira is Bikli. What would be the source of the opinion that says that the main shira is the singing, not the musical instruments? Tichsev is another pasuk in Divrei Yomim. The pasuk says, "Vayihi ke'echod la'mechatzrim v'la'mesheirim la'shmiya kol echod," which means that it would be a single tune they would be playing together. The mechatzrim, that's those who are playing the flute, and the flute in this context is not considered a musical instrument, Rashi says. It was just for the tkiyas that were brought by the Tmidim and the Musafin. It's a different sugya. But it says, l'mashayrim, that it was the mashayrim, which were the singers, l'ashmiya kol echod, l'halilu l'hoydeis l'ashem. So you see there that the main thing that was needed with the korban was the mashayrim, was the singers, not the musical instruments. Asks the Gemara, V'idoch nam yoksi v'ayimach Hizkiyo. The opinion that learns from the Mechatzrim and the Meshayrim that the Ikashira is bepeh, what's he going to do with what Hizkiyo HaMelech said, that you should bring up the Heichel Shir Hashem v'achatzoytzeris v'al yedei klei David Melech Yisrael, the musical instruments of David HaMelech? Says, Hachi koma, Heichel Shir Hashem bepeh. You have to split up the pasuk. Heichel Shir Hashem is only talking about the shir is the singing, as we see in the other pasuk. Al yedei klei David Melech Yisrael, when the pasuk continues and says they also had the musical instruments of David HaMelech, that was just lebesumei kol, that was just to sweeten the sound and to accompany the singing, but it was not the integral part of the shir Hashem, because ikar shir is bepeh. Ve'edoch nam yoksiv v'yi ke'echod lemechatzrim v'lemeshayrim. The opinion that says that we learn out from the pasuk of Chizkiyo that Ikashira is Bekli, what's he going to do with the pasuk of Mechatzrim and Meshayrim that seems to be that the only part that was needed for the korban was the Meshayrim, the singers, and doesn't mention the musical instruments? Says the Gemara, Hochi Koma, Meshayrim Dumya LeMechatzrim, that we compare the singers with those that were playing the trumpets. Ma mechatzrim b'kli, the same with trumpets, our instruments, af mesheirim b'kli, so to the singers, they were singing with musical instruments, and the musical instruments were an integral part of the shira. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shira, we're going to continue from here.